Good day, Dad. Today, and they must say Yochel Levorich. As she's after a Mosin Shvimeir. If you do not make a Berachas Hamazon immediately, which you should do, do not answer your phones. Do not get sidetracked. Fill your bench. Mitzvah Doraisa. But if you didn't, then you could still make the bracha as long as the food was not fully digested. What does that mean? Kamishirim called Man She'enu Roeg Machmas Oito Achila. In other words, if you ate a meal and now you feel time for the next meal, then it's too late. But if you still feel satiated, then you can still make the Berachas Hamazon. Mishnah Berurah gives a whole explanation over here. He says that maybe before he said the Mishnah Berurah, we should see a little bit more of the Shulchan Aruch. He shows the history of Israel when he starts to be hungry. After he learns Akel Adayin Legamri, he can attack Legamri Dom. If you really feel hungry, even though the original food was not fully digested, yeah. If you ate fruit or drank wine, also the same rule is that if you're not interested in any more fruit, because you ate enough, then you can still make the bracha. If you're already hungry to eat more, it shows that you're already finished with that initial thing. Now, Mr. Bruce says that what happens is, initially, he finished the meal, and enough time passed that in the stomach he would be hungry. But after he finished the meal, a little bit later, he ate some more mezonos, and because of that, he's not hungry. So, could he make a Berachas Hamazon on the first achila? So, saying that no, it won't help. If he had a full meal, and enough time passed on that full meal, he shouldn't be hungry, then he had a snack in between. And that's the reason why you're not hungry. Then you cannot make a Berachas Hamazon. But, that's the only problem that he gave. Where if Essen, you completely stop the first Suda, well, yet afterwards with something new. But if it's dessert, part of the courses of the meal itself, and obviously, then it counts. So, sometimes that's simple, because it slept down for many hours, but since they're constantly eating, it's alright. Jeru says, this shear that, as long as it takes to feel hungry again, is when you ate a full meal, or even if it was potatoes, you ate a large amount of them. If you ate only a little bit, so Maisa, how do you count it? When you finish eating, you're ready, hungry to eat more. You have satiated yourself. But if you satiated yourself, then you can't when you start feeling hungry, because anyway, you were hungry when you finished. So what is the shir? So many Achrayim say that over here, we go by 72 minutes. Oh. Now, up to that point in time, we assume that even if you ate a little bit, you still feel the food. Yeah. So certain Achrayim say that if you ate a meal, small meal, that's within 72 minutes, and you didn't make a Berachas Hamazon, and you really feel, because you remember what you ate. So in such case, you should eat a little bit, another desire of ready for making Berachas Hamazon. You're not making a mighty because we're not fully going to see Avdas. So basically, if you had a big meal, you go by how much time it takes to start feeling that I'm getting hungry again. If you had a small amount, then we go by 72 minutes. Sif Bob. Shir Achila Levarcha Lebirsa Muslim because Zayez. We pass in that even though the right of the Shir, Birsa Muslim is when you're satiated, the Rabban is even if you eat only one Kizayez. Kizayez is supposed to eat in Kudei Achila's Pras. So it's good always to take a chunk of the bread and eat it and then do whatever you want in the course of the meal. Kizayez is not that much. Half, even less than half of a slice of it, a quarter of a slice.